Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu, Learn English with News. It's Monday the 12th of February and today's news story is a sports roundup of the weekend. But before I tell you about what's been happening in the world of sport, let's take a look at some key words. Words that I'll be using in today's episode that you might not be familiar with, and it's all related to sport. So if you like sport, then this is some really interesting vocabulary for you to learn. If you want to write these words down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. I'm just going to give you the words, no definitions, but see if you can understand what they mean based on the context. And then at the end, we'll take a look back at the definitions and how I use them. Okay, the first is a verb, to crown, C-R-O-W-N, crown. Next, a phrase, on home soil. On home soil. And soil is S-O-I-L. Next, a noun, hat-trick. What is a hat-trick? And then another noun, outsider. Outsider. And another noun, a something horse race, and that something is a number, so it could be a two horse race, a three horse race. And the last word is a phrasal verb, to edge out. Edge, which is E-D-G-E, out. Okay, listen very carefully for those, see if you can understand them, and as I said, we'll come back to them at the end. Okay, let's have a look at what's been happening in the world of sports. It was a massive weekend of sport, so let's take a look at the big victories, defeats, and other stories from a dramatic couple of days. Starting with the football, Ivory Coast were crowned African champions after beating Nigeria 2-1. Sebastien Haller scored both goals for the Elephants as they came from behind to win on home soil. It's a wonderful story for Haller, who only returned from testicular cancer 13 months ago. It's their third Nations Cup win, following triumphs in 1992 and 2015. In the Asian Cup, Qatar scored a hat-trick of penalties to beat outsiders Jordan 3-1. Akram Afif was the hero as the World Cup 2022 hosts retained the title, having won it in 2019. In domestic football, it looks like it's going to be a three-horse race for the Premier League title, with holders Manchester City, Arsenal and Liverpool all securing important wins. In Germany, Bayer Leverkusen beat reigning champions Bayern Munich 3-0 to go 5 points clear in what has been an incredible season so far. And in Spain, English superstar Jude Bellingham scored two as Real Madrid extended their lead at the top of the table. Let's move on to rugby, where in the Six Nations, England and favourites Ireland made it 2 wins out of 2, and France edged out Scotland 20 points to 16 at Murrayfield. It was a controversial finish, with Scotland believing that they had scored a last-minute try, but an inconclusive review gave France their first points of the tournament. And finally, in Las Vegas, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime to win their third Super Bowl in 5 years. They had to do it the hard way though, coming from behind to become the first side to win back-to-back titles since the Patriots in the 2003 and 2004 seasons. And that's this weekend's sports roundup. Okay, so did you watch much sport this weekend? Did you enjoy it? Or maybe hate sport and watch nothing? Well, Either way, hopefully you've learned some new words from today's episode. Well, let's take a look back at the keywords I gave you at the start. And the first was to crown. So I use this in the passive voice. Ivory Coast were crowned African champions. And usually this verb is used in the passive. To crown means to declare someone or a team as the best. So the Ivory Coast have been declared as the best. Okay, next, on home soil. The elephants came from behind to win on home soil. This means in their own country. Next, hat trick. And we'll also look at the next word, outsider. In the Asian Cup, Qatar scored a hat trick of penalties to beat outsiders Jordan 3-1. So a hat trick is three goals. And an outsider is a competitor with little chance of success. So we have the favourites and we have the outsider. Okay, next, three-horse race. I said it looks like it's going to be a three-horse race for the Premier League title. So this means there are going to be three teams involved. So when we talk about a three-horse race or a two-horse race, we're referring to the number of competitors for a particular prize. And finally, edge out. So I was talking about the rugby, the Six Nations. France edged out Scotland 20 points to 16. To edge out means to narrowly, very closely defeat an opponent. To edge out. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. You can read the full transcript of today's news story and you can test your understanding with a comprehension quiz by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how to join. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.